Hello world, this is Mario James, and on this beautiful episode I will be talking about the value of the dollar. Now, as we get more and more digital, a lot of technology is going, a lot of information goes out. You know, the internet is for the good and for the bad. You know, it's a lot of good things put out, but it's also a lot of bad things. And we are seeing as, you know, this dollar, this value of the dollar goes on, it's getting, the value of the dollar is getting smaller and smaller. You know, we are paying even a lot of transactions in places we go. A lot of people aren't even accepting cash. You know, a lot of places don't even accept cash anymore. They only accept card. You know, you can pay, you can use a card to, all you gotta do is put it up to the screen and your transaction is complete. You know, we transferring money through phone, Cash App and all of that. All you gotta do is put the picture up to the other person's phone and y'all just transfer money. The value of the dollar's getting smaller. You know, me and a good friend of mine was also talking about this. You know, history, all it does is repeats itself from before paper came into play. Money, cash came into play. It was gold and silver. And that's something you can't get rid of. You know, gold is, that will forever remain. Gold will forever remain. Even if you try and melt it or anything, all it does is multiply. You know, and if you notice, a lot of jewelry you buy, when you buy real jewelry, you can put it in boiling water. That's how people clean it. You know, they put it in, but they use, mix it with dish soap and put it on the stove and boil it. Or you can put it in the microwave and heat it up with the water, and all it does is shine more. You know, you can break it, scratch all you know what I'm saying? You can't get rid of gold, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, that's the, all they did was put a price on it. They didn't even know, you know, the government, all they do is put price on things that they can't control. And even the price that they putting on is still not as worth as much as it's not as much as it's really worth. You know what I'm saying? Gold, the price of the gold that they putting on is not really this worth so much more. You know, I do see that's what we will be going back to, paying things with gold and silver. You know what I'm saying? Me and my friend was talking about this, the cash money that will just paper. You know what I'm saying? You can burn that. You can rip it up. You know what I'm saying? You can throw it away. It's just the value of the dollar is getting smaller. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, places aren't even accepting cash anymore. Like, we only accept card, and you know what I'm saying? And it's just so technical. You know what I'm saying? You don't even have to walk up to a person anymore. And, like, even in cash checkouts and checking in grocery stores and stuff, they have self-checkouts. Like, all we doing is paying through computers. You know, all those places gonna be grocery stores and stuff that's gonna be more robotic, you know what I'm saying? Less workers, less humans working in places like that. You know what I'm saying? It's all computerized. That's why places like the medical center and the nursing field, the medical center and the IT, you know, with computers, all those will always forever have people in charge of it, because, you know what I'm saying, that's where you can't just put something robotic in charge of something like that. You know what I'm saying? It has to be a human over it. So those two places will forever remain, you know, will forever remain. You will never be without a job if you're without a job in those two fields. That's just my way of seeing it. But things are for the better. But all this, the way things are going now, is that all the money did, people was chasing, all that money, all that did was make us chase. You know what I'm saying? We killed, steal, stole, and destroyed one another over this piece of paper. And all this is doing is prepping us to see how we really need to behave once this value gets smaller and smaller. Once this dollar gets smaller and smaller, and that's when kindness and love will come into play. You know, the world is turning beautiful. You just got to really see, you know, we still have things that make it look like it's turning for the worse. Things are going the wrong way. you know. But I do see that, you know, all this will do is teach us to love one another more, because that's the only thing that helps the world evolve and keeps the world moving is love, kindness, happiness, and that's all. Being kind to someone and one another, that just, all it does is just spreads the love. You know, it makes you feel good. You're in a bad mood, you got something going on, somebody say something to you positive, it just fills you up. It's like I said, you have to look at the difference between the two. If you feel with positivity, so much positivity, and one negative thought, all the positive things, something or someone puts something negative inside you, but you feel just so much positivity, all you're gonna do is soak it up, and you just gonna turn it into more positive energy, you know what I'm saying? But when you feel with negativity, you know what I'm saying, it's the opposite. One positive thought or one positive saying or someone said something positive to you, it can change you for the better, you know what I'm saying? Once you really feel it, it's two ways of like seeing it, you know what I'm saying? Like, all it takes is one thought to change how you feel, especially about yourself. Like, you just feeling down and out or something, but one positive thought will change, you know what I'm saying, how you see yourself or just how you feel in that moment. All you gotta do is change your way of thinking in a moment if you're feeling down and out. You know what I'm saying? We live moment by moment. You know what I'm saying? All you just do is live every day. Wake up every day wanting to feel good. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to be down and out. Nobody wants to live in sorrow. Nobody wants to feel that they are less. You know what I'm saying? So it does take, you know what I'm saying? It does take help, and it does take others sometimes to boost you up, you know what I'm saying, give you that boost you need. Sometimes it do take other people to help you, you know what I'm saying, to help you get going with who you are on the inside, you know what I'm saying, which is a beautiful being. You know, as humans, we're made out of unconditional love, and the things that we're putting inside of us is all outward, you know what I'm saying, technology, money, and all that stuff, materialistic shit, you know what I'm saying, all that is outward sources, you know what I'm saying. And then the bad food we eating is going inside our body, and it's just all contaminating us, you know what I'm saying? So we're not able to evolve, and we're not able to move with that unconditional love that we truly are, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, as humans, we're made out of unconditional love, and we were born out of unconditional love, you know what I'm saying? You got to think how we make love in bed, you know, when that sex is sacred, and it's really, like, the two partners are really engaged with one another, is the most beautiful thing in the world. You know what I'm saying? It's the most beautiful thing in the world. So when you really just all in on you and your partner, y'all just create that magic. You know what I'm saying? That's why you are made out of unconditional love. So that's all you express, and that's all you just really are. Just made out of unconditional love. And that's what. Sorry, I got a bit distracted. I'm seeing something right now. That's okay, never mind. But yeah. When this people see that, they say money makes the world go around, it's not, they will see that, wow, it's really the love that keeps this world evolving, you know, and that's what's going to take to keep, you know, the world. I do see the world being around and forever, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be off the energy that we give it. Once we really just move with that presence and that joy and that happiness, once we really are all just filled with that, that's when, you know what I'm saying, this world will evolve in a more beautiful way, you know what I'm saying? It's already a beautiful world we live in. Everything is all beautiful. It's just, we got to really enjoy it, you know what I'm saying? We got to really feel it, you know what I'm saying? And we're not really feeling it because we are chasing outward things, you know what I'm saying? Once we're able to go inside ourselves and really just express who we are and just move how we really want to move, that's all you're expressing is love, you know what I'm saying? You're just expressing that kindness, you're expressing that happiness, you know, you're able to give that energy to someone else, you know what I'm saying, just as they are giving it to you. You know, it's a big domino effect in a beautiful way. All y'all do is gravitate higher and higher and higher, you know what I'm saying? And that's what helps this world evolve. It's the energy that we give it. It's the energy that we feed it, because as we feed it energy, it also feeds us energy, you know? And that's what this system is trying to stop. That's why everything is so synthetic with the food we're eating, the fake things that are being grown. You know, they even trying to, with the pollution, they just trying to stop everything. They trying to destroy this earth, you know what I'm saying? But as humans, when we come together, unity is vision, you know what I'm saying? We can see what's going on and we able to move as one and keep expressing the joy. You know, kindness beats all. And once we really see that, that is when this world will change for the better. You know, it's already, everybody already seeing with open eyes. We're already seeing, but we're not fully awake yet. Once we fully awake and see what's going on, that's when we're able to move as one. That's when we're able to operate just off the magic and the energy that we feed one another. And we keep, once we just keep giving each one another that, just things will just get better and better. You know what I'm saying? Because we know that self-love is the best love, because we have to express the love. You know what I'm saying? We all are one. So when you love all. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of hate that's been going on for so long, and it's eventually will be coming to an end. You know, but then that's when we can already see, if you really look up and pay attention, it's a bunch of stars are still out. You know what I'm saying? It's just the pollution that's blocking it. But you just really open your eyes, you can see. You know what I'm saying? Turn on your shower and gonna see. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful moon out tonight. It's just every day. You know, some days aren't as good as others. You know, we have things that we go through. But what's most important is that if you wake up and see another day, you have something to be thankful for and something to look forward to. Like I say, bad things happen. We lose loved ones. Support of life. You know what I'm saying? We soak it up however long it takes for us to really just get over, not just get over it in a way of, well, get over it, but like just really just accept what is, then we just level up, you know what I'm saying? We keep moving on, you know what I'm saying? We keep getting better every day. Like I said, every day isn't gonna always be good. Peaches and creams, we're gonna have down days. But that's why we have one another, to help each other out. You just keep going inside yourself, asking what it is you want, going in and grabbing and expressing it. Like I say, self-love is the best love, because we love all. Unity is vision. We don't see what they see. We see what we see. And it's time we start seeing with kind eyes.